Okay, everybody, I sold all my Shiba Inu because I'm super scared. I'm getting myself, it's dipping, and oh my god, I'm freaking out. And I'm doing what Meet Kevin would do, and that's sell all my Shiba Inu because the market's crashing. Meet Kevin knows all, he's the greatest YouTuber of all, and I buy all of his $500 courses that teach me how to be a panic seller. Psych. Okay, obviously, I'm not selling my Shiba Inu. Now, I did shave off my position on the way up, but I don't shave off my positions on the way down. I got a lot of my initial principal back on the way up, which is really great. I would just shave off $20 here, $20 there, $20 wherever. And so I ended up getting about $230 back of my initial $350 principal amount, which is, if you think about it, that's pretty fucking impressive. And I'm going to give myself a pat on the back because I'm quite proud of myself. So what I've been doing, something that's very simple, is I've profited so heavily from the Shiba Inu coin that I decided I'm still playing the game. Now on Coinbase, I keep telling everybody I buy and hold Shiba Inu on Coinbase. However, if it goes up rapidly and highly, if it goes up like crazy, like really crazy amount, I definitely do shave a little off the top. So if it suddenly went to 4,000, for instance, for me, right now I'm like at $2,400 of Shiba Inu that I'm holding on Coinbase right now. If it miraculously went up to, let's say, $4,000, right? Is that $4,000 worth of value for what I have, right? I'm not saying Shiba Inu is going to $4,000 a token. Do not mix me up here. I'm just saying for what I have in value, if Shiba Inu went up to $4,000 for my value, right? I would shave a little off the top like I've been doing, man. I would just sell $20 here, convert it into Tether, and if it went up again, multiplied again, $5,000 it went up to, shaving down $20. I'm putting $20 into Tether. So that's what I've been doing on the way up. Now, here's what I've been doing on the way down. This is pretty interesting. Take some notes, you guys. This is going to be pretty helpful for you if you want to start day trading it on the dip. So I've been using the Public app. I'm a big fan of Public. I think it's actually one of the better, if we're going to compare like brokerages out there and everything, I think Public might actually definitely rivals Robinhood for sure. But its crypto interface, its ability to get crypto is actually pretty solid. And the fact that I'm able to get Shiba Inu pretty easily without having to pay too much of a fee in the long haul is pretty impressive. So I want to say give a big shout out to Public. Kudos to Public as a company. You guys are doing a hell of a job. Having said that, though, I don't exactly trust it, the company itself. Then again, can you really trust Coinbase, for instance? Just in case there's any form of solvency or any issues, I want to make sure that my Shiba Inu coins are on two different platforms. That's why I have some Shiba Inu on Public and some Shiba Inu on Coinbase. However, Coinbase, like I said, I use Coinbase only for the one sole purpose of selling somewhat, a little bit, $20 here, $20 there, as it rises to the top. And as it continues to dip on the bottom, right, it's dipping right now. It's dipping pretty heavily. It's going down, 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 down. And I keep buying a little here, a little there. I'm basically just buying like $10 at a time. It's really nice. And it only takes like a small chunk of a fee. But I am basically, when these heavy dips continue to happen, these 13%, these 18% dips in value, I'm obviously going to continue to buy on the dip. And the funny thing is, in today's age, you're looked at as if you're a madman for buying on the dip, because people think the end is near when a product that goes 80% to 160% gains goes up and then the next day goes down 50%. That's just the way it works. If it can go up that quickly, it can go down even quicker. That's like the golden rule of trading volatile products, straight up. Like, I don't have to tell you guys that twice. I think you guys are smart enough to know this. But yeah, I love trading volatile products. I love the Shiba Inu coin. Totally a big fan of it. I think what we're looking at here is we're looking at a bear market for just a little bit, probably a week. You know what's so funny about the crypto bear markets is they don't last very long. I think typically whenever I see a crypto bear market, the worst case scenario is it lasts about nearly a month. And usually that's just the best time to buy into the crypto, because we all know a month from now, there's going to be news articles saying it's the tits. It's everything you need in your life. But you're always going to see news articles that try to sway the narrative. You know, people trying to say, hey, sell it. Oh, hey, buy it. You know, and I just basically buy when everybody's selling and I sell when everybody's buying. It's so fucking simple. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way I've made a lot of money from this. And that's the way I'm going to continue to make money from this, is because it's just the way I roll, man. That's just the way I roll. But yeah, do I entirely trust the Shiba Inu coin completely? No. Obviously, I don't have full trust in it, obviously, because I wouldn't have shaved $20 off here and $20 off there to get most of my initial principal back. I clearly have some doubts about the Shiba Inu coin. Some. But very. I do think it's very fascinating, and I do have a couple theories of my own about how it's going to, you know, is it going to continue to go up? I mean, what's it going to continue to do? And I'm just going to be smart about this, you know, and the smarter I am, the more vigilant I am, trying my best, the better the result. So it's going to be interesting to watch where this goes, and I'm going to continue to support the Shiba Inu coin because I dig it, man. I dig it. Like, I got an email from Venmo. All right. Might be an old email from Venmo. No. Venmo's tricky sometimes. Venmo. That's something from Venmo. I think it might have been an older email, but I do like to check my emails sometimes when I'm on air. I could use the pause button, but I do like seeing, I like it when people can see what I'm trying to do, you know? See my processes in life and just see what I'm trying to do. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, never mind. I thought it was like, is this an ad through Venmo? I do like Venmo overall. I think it's pretty cool. But yeah, I just, I don't know. Hell, I just want to thank you guys. Seriously, I do want to thank everybody who views this show from the bottom of my heart. Just the fact that I even got viewers in general, it makes me a happy dude. I just never thought I'd have a whole bunch of people who want to, you know, who want to watch. I just, for the, just to let you guys know, for the whole entire Shiba Inu thing, I had something for a second and I just kind of lost it. It was, look at my note cards here. Christ. Well, I know. I was going to say that it's just buy on the bear, buy on the dip. And I profited, like I said, so heavily that I pretty much shaved off all my profits, and I'm holding, I made a pact with myself that I would hold at least 40 million Shiba Inu coins for a while. You know, that's kind of the goal. But you know, but honestly, at the same time, I'm still going to make a lot of money where I can, you know, make money through more investments and just continue to be smart about, you know, everything I invest in overall. So if a market crash happens, I get a lot of money from that too. So it's going to be a long, interesting ride, but I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. I'm going to continue to make more videos and keep you guys apprised. I'll continue to day trade the Shiba Inu coin on public. Obviously that'll be one way to make extra cash. I love making extra cash. I'm just, that's how I roll. That's how I'm wired, and it'll be fun. But yeah, I have faith in the bear market sometimes. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time once again. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and have an incredible rest of the day.